more you can do.
How different is Miami to attack in a 3-4 or a 4-3 as opposed to what they did before?
To be honest, it really doesn't matter whether they're 3-4 or 4-3. Their front is very good either way. You know, they've given people fits in the preseason and last week. They got some really good pass rush. They did a good job against the run. It's just a very solid group, definitely the strength of their defense.
Good to experience. People always talk about going west to east for West Coast teams. You have the experience last year. What is it? Is it difficult?
You know, when you change time zones, it just, you know, you can't get to sleep when it's 11 o'clock there. It's 8 o'clock for your body. You know, getting your rest. But looking at the schedule, Coach gives us a schedule ahead of time so we can really get our minds prepared. And the way the schedule's set up, guys will be rested and we'll be ready to play this game. You know, we're excited to get back on the field. You know, guys are ready to play today after Monday night. So we'll be prepared. And to be honest, we're not thinking west to east, time zone change, humidity. We're thinking about a chance to play football and get to 1-1 and get a bad taste out of our mouths.
How important was it, Carson, for Rod to get not only that touchdown pass but the two-point conversion after, to get his confidence back up after that early fumble Monday night?
Yeah, you know, he, you know, talking to him, that fumble is a strictly experience play. It wasn't a bad play by him. It's just something you learn with experience. As you have catches and years in this league, you understand on third down to get down. I love his heart. I love his fight. He's trying to get an extra yard and a half, which you love to see. I mean, that's who he is as a person. That's who he is as a player. And that's just something, it's a great lesson for him to have learned. You know, you're never glad anything like that happens, except in this situation. I'm glad he learned a good lesson. Because you can talk about it, and until you're on the field and you're presented with that situation, and it's happened before, next time, I'll almost guarantee you he'll get down. He'll dive on the ground. He'll know he has a first down. Getting us the first down and then getting down, it's just a strictly experience play. And I don't think it affected his confidence. He's a very naturally confident person. You know, I looked him in the eyes right after the play, and I could tell he was disappointed, but he wasn't shooken, you know, and he bounced back and made plays later on in the game.
When you got in the locker room and you looked at the stat sheet and saw you throw 18 times to McFadden, were you surprised? And was that something that the Chargers dictated or something? Or did you go in thinking, you know, we're gonna use him a lot as a receiver in this game?
A little bit was game plan. You know, we had some certain plays really scripted for him where we wanted to get him the ball. But a lot of it was, you know, they were dropping deep underneath our deeper routes, and we didn't take a ton of shots downfield just because of the depth the defense was playing. And there's not anybody better to give the ball in the open field with, you know, one guy to make miss to get, you know, 17 yards on one play he got, and he almost scored down there at the end of the half on a simple check down where they were just straight, you know, dropping seven into coverage, and he almost gets in the end zone and made three or four guys miss. So some of it was play, you know, play calls and design. But, you know, if they're going to drop underneath there, we're not going to force the ball down the field. We're going to give it to him, and, you know, he'll continue to move the chains.
You're familiar with Reggie Bush. Are those guys similar players?
I don't think so. You know, Darren's one of a kind. You know, it's hard to think of anybody, you know, over the years that you would say he, you know, has a similar style to. He's a very unique player. There's nobody in the game today that is like him or has his same ability and style.
Does it get frustrating as a football? You like to get the ball downfield. Does it get frustrating at all when they take that away and you're having to just check down?
No, you can't let it frustrate you. You know, as long as you're moving the chains. You know, I think we had 2-3 and outs that obviously you don't ever want to happen, but we continue to move the ball, and those shutdowns, you know, it frustrates the defense. They cover everybody, and then McFadden somehow gets 9 yards out of it in second and one, which seemed like we got quite a few of those in the game. But you can't let it frustrate you, because once you start getting frustrated, that's when you start forcing the ball into holes where they want you to throw it. If they're going to make us check it down, and we got Darren to check it down to, we're going to continue to do it.
If you get your zone running going, does that make it easier to take the shots? Would that have opened things up?
Yeah, you know, we looking back at the game, we did a really good job in the first half. I think you know, averaging 4 or 5 yards a carry. We had some negative plays that really hurt us in the second half, and you know, the running game just, it was two different halves as far as the running game was concerned. You know, we just didn't quite get it going. So something that's been addressed and been talked about and harped on and coached, and we'll get it fixed this week.
How did Denarius look today sort of compared to last week?
He looked like Denarius of old. He made a couple phenomenal catches. His burst was there last week. It's just, I think, more conditioning, just, mm-hmm. you know, really getting in practice. There's a totally different type of shape. You can run wind sprints, you can get on the treadmill and on the bike and all those things, but he got a great week of practice in last week and probably could have played, but it was very, you know, very smart move by the staff and the training guys to hold him out, to let him really get his lungs right and get his you know, game tempo, game speed right, and he's back this week, you can tell.
Carson, you mentioned this already, but exactly how important is it to get a win and even that record of 1-1 versus being possibly 0-2?
It's the most important thing right now. I mean, it's all we're focused on. You know, to lose a game, the only way you get any satisfaction back from the week before is by a win. You forget about the week before and you move on to the next one. So this team is solely focused on getting a win in Miami.
What's it mean to get Denarius back, to have him back this week?
You know, we were forced into, you know, playing different guys last week. You know, we would have liked to have been in some three wide sets, but, you know, but numbers wise we couldn't. So what happened was Streeter and Darius Hayward, and they were just worn out. I mean, they were running deep routes and getting covered downfield because they were dropping underneath the coverage, and a couple times just didn't have it in them. Just because, you know, numbers wise they didn't get any breaks. They never came off the field. So just getting another guy in the mix, will save their legs a little bit, and it definitely gives the defense somebody to prepare for.
That pass in the back of the end zone, we saw Hagan kind of flash, and it was almost picked. What did you see there?
When I saw it on the field, I just kind of saw him flash, and I wasn't patient enough with it. I saw him flash real quick and should have put a little more touch on it, I thought at the time. But I went back and looked on the film, and, you know, wish I could have that one back. I wish I would have been a little bit more patient and gotten a little bit farther outside the pocket, and letting him... would have let him get a little more separation between he and the safety.
Is there ever a danger of too much McFadden before Monday? I mean, the team's getting used to defenses focusing on him, also overuse maybe?
You don't want to overuse him. But I think, you know, I don't know how many carries he ended up with. I'd rather throw him the ball 10, 15 times than have him run the ball 35. But if they're going to let us throw it to him, you know, that's okay with us. And if they're going to take him away, that means somebody's open downfield. So, you know, we're going to be patient. I'm going to continue to let the offense come to me and you know, take shots when they're there, but also be smart with the ball and try to stay on the field, move the chains, and win the time of possession battle. Because that's a bit with the way our defense can play. If we can stay on the field and win the time of possession battle and keep Tommy Kelly and Richards and some of our DBs fresh, that's a good winning formula for us.
What do you recall from that game last year in Miami? How bad was it? Remember?
Yeah, it was a weird game. You know, I've tried to forget about that one. It was just a weird week. You know, they were in a interesting situation with the whole, you know, coaching change, you know, kind of looming over their team. And to be honest, we've looked at the film. We'll watch it a little bit, but it's a new coordinator, a new defense. We've moved on from that. We're a different team than we were last year at that point. You know, completely different.
How much of a factor is the heat down there?
It'll be a factor. You know, it's something that, you know, just like we use the dirt when we play on it at home as an advantage because other guys don't play on it. They use the heat as a advantage for them. So it's something that's already been talked about. It's already been addressed as far as hydrating and, you know, getting ready for it, getting mentally prepared for it. Fortunately, we had a couple days where it got hot in Napa Valley and got in the hundreds. But that humidity is just something you can't replicate, you can't prepare for. You know, we got a lot of guys on our team from the south and from humidity. So it shouldn't be too big of an issue. All right.
Hey, thanks. Thank you. Yep. Thank you.